Ada Blackjack was an indigenous Alaskan woman descending from the Inupiat. She was born in Spruce Creek, a territory near to Solomon, Alaska, though she did not remain in this remote settlement for long. Ada's father passed away when she was only 8 years old, and she was sent to Nome, Alaska by her mother. Here, she and her sister attended a Methodist mission school where she learned to read and sew. Ada married her first husband when she was just 16 years old, and while they had three children together, only one survived infancy. Ada was brutally abused by her husband, Jack Blackjack, and after being deserted by him, eventually secured a divorce in search of a better life for her and her child, Bennett. On foot, Ada traveled 40 miles to Nome, Alaska, bearing the weight of her ailing son in her arms for most of the way. Here, she worked as a seamstress for miners and cleaned houses. Despite the work, she found herself unable to afford tuberculosis treatment for her son, who chronically suffered from the illness. Ada placed her son in the Jesse Lee Home for Children, yearning to provide him with the care he so wretchedly needed, and became desperate to make enough money to be reunited with her son. The police chief of Nome, E.R. Jordan, found himself familiar with Ada's situation, and pitched to her the idea of traveling with some men on their Arctic travels across the Chukchi Sea to Wrangel Island. Blackjack jumped on the opportunity, as the salary, being $50 per month, was inconceivable at the time, with this story having taken place in the early 1900s. Ada's job on this expedition consisted of sewing furs and cooking meals for the explorers on the expedition. Ada was terrified at the prospect of being the only woman on the island, as the other Alaska Native families in line to attend the expedition backed out before the expedition began. Matters were even worse for Ada due to her intense fear of polar bears. However, her deep love for her son convinced her to carry on with the dangerous job. When the group was dropped at Wrangel Island, Ada stared at the ship as it left and wept. Threatened by the harsh environment and her company of four males, Ada became incredibly anxious and reserved. Due to these intense emotions, Ada began neglecting her duties consisting of cleaning, cooking, and sewing for the men. This did not bode well with the explorers, who became more aggressive with her as time lapsed. One explorer, Lorne Knight, wrote in his diary on November 3rd of 1921,
"The seamstress refused to patch a pair of boots today, so I tied her to the flagpole until she promised to repair them. Kindness failing to accelerate, I am trying something more forceful."
Despite the incredibly difficult first few months, Ada ultimately persevered and completed her duties meticulously. The summer of 1922 came, and the group awaited their relief ship, expecting it to come through the broken up ice. Summer came and went, with no relief ship in sight. Although initially described as habitable to Blackjack, conditions took a turn about a year into the mission. Rations were running low and game was non-plentiful. On January 28th of 1923, three of the explorers set out to Siberia in search of aid and food. To do this, they needed to cross the Chukchi Sea, a frozen 90-mile expanse. These men were never heard from again. Only one explorer was left behind with Ada, an ailing knight who suffered from scurvy and was cared for by Blackjack. While remaining caretaker of Knight, Ada taught herself how to defend the camp from polar bears by learning to shoot a rifle. Despite her best efforts, Ada found herself desolate of human company 6 months later. Her only companion, the expedition cat Victoria. Despite Knight's harsh behavior towards Ada, she mourned his death, and unable to bear the thought of leaving him for the polar bears, barricaded his sleeping bag with wooden boxes before transporting herself to the storage tent. Each week, choose from 80-plus flavor-packed options, including new calorie-smart recipes and wellness bundles. Green Chef's new gut and brain health meal options include a mouth-watering array of nutritious dinners, clean snacks, and functional drinks crafted to actively support the well-being of your gut and enhance cognitive health. Nourish your body with chef-crafted, nutritionist-approved recipes packed with clean ingredients that support your healthy lifestyle and taste great too. So hear it in the wild with Narrative.fm. We're constantly working on new stories, and Green Chef has made it easy for us to get in great nutritious meals while staying productive. Go to greenchef.com/60inthewild and use code 60inthewild to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. So go to greenchef.com/60inthewild, all one word, and use code 60inthewild. That's greenchef.com/60inthewild. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Although initially inexperienced in survival skills, Ada had a son to return to back in Nome, and therefore became an immensely fast learner. She fiercely fought for her life, thinking through a whole horde of things to better protect herself. She reinforced her living quarters with driftwood, built an observation deck to watch for polar bears, and built a makeshift stove out of kerosene tanks. She built skin boats to hunt seals, while also hunting birds and foxes and collecting eggs. She continued to sew herself warm clothes to ensure her survival as she suffered the same symptoms of scurvy that Knight passed away from. Ada was rescued on August 20th, 1923, the lone survivor from the expedition. Upon returning home, she was met with unwanted attention from the press. The mind behind the expedition, Wilhelmer Stephenson, received tremendous amounts of praise and collected immense profit from Ada Blackjack's story. She remained impoverished for the length of her life, receiving no royalties from the novels written about her. Ada did reunite with her son, moving with him to Seattle, Washington, where she afforded him the proper treatment. She eventually remarried and gave birth to her second son, Billy Blackjack Johnson. Ada's battles did not end in the Arctic, though. Due to a case of tuberculosis, she had to place her sons in an orphanage between the years of 1927 and 1937 while she was in recovery. Ada lived the rest of her life privately after eventually moving back to Alaska. Ada Blackjack's legacy lives on, with countless people being inspired by her heroic story. Billy served in the Army from 1945 to 1948 before moving to Seattle to settle down with his wife. He passed in 2003. Bennett sadly passed away at the age of 58 due to chronic tuberculosis that was never cured. Ada followed 10 years later and passed away on May 29, 1983. She is buried in Anchorage, Alaska, under a headstone which reads, "Heroine, Wrangell Island Expedition." This story was written by Madison Brunell.
Thank you for tuning in to another exciting installment of In the Wild. To hear more captivating stories of real-life survival, hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Stay prepared, because you never know when you may find yourself in the wild.